Boom! Alchemists kept experimenting until they found just the right recipe. They put it in tubes to make fire sticks. Hey, this is scary. I'll just stand over here. And flaming fire pots to fling into enemy castles.
Incoming!
The force of the exploding powder could shoot arrows out of a tube. Much easier than a bow, and louder. And now to celebrate. Yay! And if you turned the tube over, you got a rocket. One nobleman wondered whether with enough rockets he could fly into space. His rocket chair didn't quite work, but he did have the right idea. Are you sure about this? Nonsense. Gas goes down, I go up. What could go wrong? Modern space rockets use hydrogen fuel, not gunpowder, but the idea is the same. Shooting gas out to lift a rocket up.
In the 1200s, the armies of Genghis Khan marched from China to India and Europe.
Arab and European visitors to the Mongol court admired the fire powder and took the recipe home with them. With a little trial and error, soon they were making fire powder for themselves. I think I've got it. Yep, that's it. Soon, like the Chinese before them, Europeans were using fire powder to shoot balls out of guns and cannons. These terrifying new weapons changed warfare forever and gave the fire powder a new name, gunpowder. Eventually, someone thought of using gunpowder for more useful things like mining and building roads. If gunpowder can blow up castle walls, I wonder if it can dig tunnels,